The excitement that once came with talking about a big new liquid natural gas plant in Nikiskie might be waning. As a possible starting date for construction gets closer, there are still a lot of unanswered questions, both for residents and for regulators. The non-binding deal with China to take on a three-quarter share of the project's financing in return for 75% of the line's capacity has put the wheels in motion once again to get the permitting process through. The questions people had a few years ago about things like rerouting the Kenai Spur Highway still haven't been settled, though. Fritz Krusen, vice president of LNG and administrative services for AGDC, said a new highway route could be determined as soon as January. Now, the highway decision will affect everyone along the North Road, but especially those who live along whatever path is eventually proposed.
Does AGDC expect it will use eminent domain to obtain land for the highway? It's a very emotional topic. Understood.
Well, AGDC doesn't expect it will use that means of land acquisition, but Krusen couldn't rule it out either. He called it a tool in the toolbox. Other concerns had to do with land the council recently purchased for the park. The gas line, as it's proposed now, would cut right through it. And for some who have been around long enough to remember oil and gas booms of the past, there's the question of what all those construction workers will do in their off time. Jim Grage was a little skeptical of the plan to keep those thousands of workers in a dedicated camp.
I'm trying to absorb what you just said. The workers are going to be sequestered on location, and all of their off-duty hours will be in the camp. They won't be checking out for their off-duty hours to go into the bars, getting in fights, or causing disruptions, or seeing who they can rob. Good luck on that.
Call it hopeful pessimism. Some are hopeful the thing won't even get built, and they won't have to deal with the chaos of construction. Others are pessimistic about the state, even with a partner in China, being able to pull off a $40-plus billion project, but hopeful for the potential upsides. The Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation has tentatively planned another update in Nikiskie for February. In Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.